Om Shanti. So in the series of Beyond Questions, next question, question number 17. I'm not very fond of eating variety things, but I love to cook and feed others. Sometimes I prepare grog and want to serve variety food. That's all I'm doing at home. How I should develop disinterest in all these things? I checked myself and found that there is no desire of name and fame while doing all this. I usually prepare tolis for giving others so that anyone who visits my home, he or she may get things which have been offered to Baba and they might be inspired to be Baba's child. So this is the question. This mother or sister, she likes to prepare tolis, she likes to prepare food, though she herself is not very much interested in eating, but she likes to prepare and feed others. So what is the problem? She is saying that how should I develop disinterest in all these things? First question is, why to develop disinterest? It's okay if so long as preparing food, preparing toli, preparing Brahma Bhojan does not interfere with your personal purushartha. Continue with it. So long as preparing food and feeding others does not generate in you a desire for name and fame, a desire that others should praise me for the food or for my hospitality or for my good nature. So long as these things are there, nothing to worry. But yes, if these things are trying to enter into the heart, into the crevices and corners of heart somewhere, then we need to seriously think about stopping these things. But so long as you said, as she has said, she prepares bhog and she wants to serve variety food, it's okay. You can go ahead. It's a good service. It's a seva to prepare Baba's bhog, to prepare toli and to feed others. And you have the feeling that they become Baba's children. So this is a good thing. This is not at all a bad thing. But any seva for that matter, when you get attached to that seva, when you develop a deep attachment for that seva, suppose you are not given this seva and you become distraught, unhappy, that time, yes, probably you are attached to it. It's the entire essence of karma yoga is detachment. No matter you like certain seva too much and you want to do that seva, it's a good also that you do it. But the moment if that seva is snatched away from you, if you are becoming restless, then that is not good. Any seva for that matter. So here also, she likes to prepare food. Yes, go ahead. Prepare food. But do it with disinterest. It is not, the question is, how should I develop disinterest in all these things? Don't develop disinterest in these things. Develop disinterest whilst doing this thing. Develop detachment while doing these things. Not detachment from these things. You have the attitude of disinterest. You should have the attitude of disinterest. You do this thing and that thing and that thing. Not attached to anything. Swami Vivekananda has said somewhere in one of his American lectures that at one moment you are serving in the field. At another moment you get up and you are working in the, you are serving in the kitchen. And another moment you get up and sweeping the floor. And another moment you are doing meditation and lost in the silence. And yet unattached to any one of these things. Not attached even to meditation. Even if that meditation is snatched away and you are told to do some gross work, yes, you are ready for doing that. Go in the hospital and serve patients, yes, do that. But remain unattached. Go in the temple and sweep floors, sweep the temple, but unattached. Go in the forest, go in the jungle and sit in meditation and get lost in that silence, but unattached. So the theme, the crux, the essence, the punchline is the word detachment, non-attachment, unattachment, disinterest, dispassion. So, no need to give up anything. The beauty of this karma yoga is that you don't have to give up any one of your services, but whilst doing those services, you remain mentally, emotionally detached. But that also doesn't mean that you are not doing it with interest. You are not putting all your efforts or enthusiasm. You are doing it with a very depressed heart. No. You do it, but surrender it with a spirit of surrender. The moment you do it, you surrender it. You are not attached to work or its result. You are not attached to karma and its fruit. Both things you are detached. So that is the sadhana. So here, one more thing. Though we always say that I don't have any desire for name and fame, but this desire for name and fame is so subtle that it does enter inside the heart. And especially those who prepare good food, they want that people should praise them for their food. They want that people should get happy. And they will get happy only when you make it very tasty. So the desire to make it very tasty, so that others feel satisfied. And generally when they feel satisfied, they will praise. So that there is a certain link there. So this is a very internal deep purusharth, to get detached from this feeling or for this desire. To detect within oneself that yes, it is there or not there. To say on the surface that I don't have desire for is the one thing, but they might be there in very subtle forms. That one has to recognize. So the question is simple. If it is not interfering with your jnana and yoga, continue it. If it is not taking away too much of your time, then continue it. If it is not generating such feelings of desire of praise, then continue it. But if you think that anything is happening, okay, what you can do is you can reduce it. Rather than spending 6 hours, you spend 4 hours or 2 hours or 1 hour. You can reduce the timing at least. Other question is, so many things we discussed yesterday about Dilkush, serving with Dilkush Misai. That doesn't mean serving only with gross food. Food is a good thing, but there are so many subtle things to that. The greatest service is actually momental service, Mansa Seva. So along with that, one has to see that one fills that food with divine, pure vibrations. If that is not being done, then probably we need to stop at least for some days or some time. Next is, I have a doubt, so thought of getting clarified here. The question is about mind. I decide not to get angry, which goes to Baba Srimad. I know, accept, and that it should not be done, but get forced by external forces to get angry. Sometimes, although I manage to stay quiet, at that moment, mentally vent my anger through my thoughts. Although my mind creates such thoughts of anger, sometimes inside me wants that I am again creating a bad sukshma account by doing this. I want to know which is giving me that question. Is it my mind again, or intellect, or the soul by itself? When I don't intend to do, then why does my mind create such thought? So this sister or brother is getting angry, but whilst he or she gets angry, there is somebody, some voice comes from within. So the soul is asking, which is that voice? Is it mind, is it intellect, or is it soul? Conscience. So it is a inner, what is called antakkaran. Okay, but then? No. The voice is telling that don't do this. It is giving good dictates. It's guiding. Don't be angry. Somebody is telling from within. So who is that? Good spirit. Holy Ghost. Okay, so what is the answer? Same. Everything is in the soul. And the other question is, person doesn't want to get angry yet gets angry. Why? Okay, on the gross self-control is not there. And what else? Why? Why this happens? Why this anger is generated? Body consciousness is fine. That everything, all vices, body consciousness is there. Something more definite. Still has to work on it. Yeah. So everything is happening against the grain. Everything is happening against his inner wishes and will. So that is why probably the person has not understood drama. That's why everything is in disharmony. His desires and what is happening. His mindset and the external happenings. They are out of sync with each other. So there is, you need to synchronize these two things. Okay, so that is not there. Then, power of tolerance is missing. Then, no aim objects. That is why getting angry. Then, getting hurt. Person gets angry. Then, there is nothing like spiritual anger or justified anger. That you got angry and Baba will give you certificate, right? You did a right thing by getting angry. Suppose somebody is speaking untruth, falsehood, and we oppose it vehemently. We say that why he did this, and we get angry. So he spoke untruth and you got angry. It's almost same then. Both of you have done the same thing. Why? By less merciful, that's why he's getting angry. So actually this anger is generating from sanskar. There is a deep-seated sanskar within, and person has got angry once, then after some time he got angry twice, then after some time thrice, and maybe at proper interval, and because of this repetition, that anger has become deep-rooted. Now it is waiting for an opportunity to arise. It is just waiting for a trigger. The moment a trigger is available, it comes out. And it's a state of short madness, transient madness. If you take a video shooting of that person who is angry, okay, he's angry for 5 minutes, and then you show that video shooting to him at Amrit Villa, he will deny it. He will be in absolute denial of that. He will say, I am not this. I am such a calm, I am a peaceful soul. I am experiencing the peace of land of peace, Shantidham. I am not this. So during the phase of anger, we become a different person. We are actually not that. We become a different person. So we need to see for ourselves, okay, this is me. A phase of transient madness, short madness, insanity. So why this scheme? And then after becoming angry, then we repent. Yesterday Baba said, no, repent, prayaschit, paschatap. You, we keep on repenting. You don't take food and do this and do that and do some extra purushar. After 10 days, the same event happens. And again you get angry. So, why? See, anger, you need to understand from where this anger is arising. What is the core? What is the depth of it? And probably there is some situation, there is some feeling, some negative thought, somewhere deep buried within. Unless and until you analyze it, unless and until you bring it out, that anger is not going to go. There is some internal desire which is unfulfilled. That is why there is anger. There are expectations. You have lot of expectations. Chahiye ki cha. Next Sunday, Baba has said, this desire that you want things to be done, but according to your desires, others should behave. When that is not there, this selfishness is there, then that feeling of dislike arises. And that feeling of dislike attaches you to that person in the similar manner a person gets attached to when he is attracted to somebody. That dependency is there, that lagav and jugav. In the similar manner, this grina also works. So when there is a deep-seated grina or hatred or dislike for some soul, okay, so when that soul will come in front of you, so whatever he does, whatever he thinks, whatever plans, ideas or things he presents, you have an opposition to that. And then you get angry. So anger is such a deep, if this is the iceberg, there is so many things within. So you need to understand what is below that water level, below that iceberg is there. So find out the deep-rooted cause of anger. Whether it is a feeling, whether it is some expression, that is some emotion, what it is. Somebody has hurt you in the past, okay? You tolerated it. Many years have passed, and suddenly that person comes in front of you, and you remember, yes, he is the one who has done this with me. And now he does that, now you get angry, all of a sudden, while you were anger-free for 10 years in between. So, what you have to do, you have to work on anger. One, forgive, forget, that is there, and that is the internal work which you have to do. Daily, when situations are not there, during the favorable situations. Because when adverse situation comes, when emergency arises, that time you don't know how to do it. You can't just tackle that problem. You have to do that every day. Every day during Amrit Vela, you have to find out, yes, you have to emerge that, create that picture in front of you. Envision that. Let that picture come in front of you. That same scene which happened yesterday. Let me see that scene again. And this is the point I got angry. Why I got angry. And then try to find out. Somebody has acted against me. Somebody has opposed me. Somebody has leveled false charges against you. Suppose somebody starts blaming you, that time you get angry. Otherwise you don't get angry. You are okay. If that person comes and praises you, you never get angry. If the same person comes and starts blaming you, then you get angry. So what is it? Is it, what is the cause of anger? Find out the cause of anger, and for everyone cause might be different. One. Second, as she said, you have to increase your tolerance power. You have to increase the knowledge of this drama. Then only anger will go. Third, you have to increase patience. You should have a lot of patience. Because this is a world of untruth. If you are getting angry, tell your mind that I will get angry tomorrow, not today. Postpone your anger. That's what they say. So try to postpone this anger. There are many ways, many things are given in the books and literature about anger, and many speakers have spoken about this. What is anger and how to manage it. But still, everybody has to, what is known as self-analysis, or what word we had used last week, what is that known as? Self-account. Self-account, self-analysis, self-introspection. Everybody has to do and check which is the point, what are the triggers, what are the points where I can get angry, what are the possibilities, what are the possible situations also where I can get angry, and why. You can even imagine, you can even think, yes, this is the thing. And even before that thing happens, you have to do preparedness. Just as before disaster, there is a preparedness. Here also, you have to prepare your mind for something so that anger doesn't arise. So there are many things one can do, and we will discuss this topic in detail in some other class. So I think that's all for today. Om Shanti.